This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day on the first day of the winter session following the uproar by opposition parties on various issues, including special intensive revision of electoral rolls in several states and union territories. Earlier, when the Lok Sabha reassembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Second Amendment Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill aims to amend the Manipur Goods and Services Tax Act 2017. Amidst the opposition ruckus, the bill was passed with voice vote. The proceedings in the Rajya Sabha are currently underway. In the Rajya Sabha, welcoming Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan, who presided the upper house for the first time today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Mr. Radhakrishnan's rise from an ordinary background to the vice presidency reflects the true strength of the country's democracy.
हमारे सभापति जी एक किसान परिवार से निकले हैं और पूरा जीवन समाज सेवा के लिए समर्पित किया है. समाज सेवा ये उनकी निरंतरता रही है. राजनीतिक क्षेत्र उसका एक पहलू रहा, लेकिन समाज के प्रति समर्पित होकर के जितना कुछ अपने युवा काल से लेकर अब तक वो करते आए हैं, करते रहे हैं, वो हम सभी समाज सेवा के प्रति रुचि रखने वाले लोगों के लिए एक प्रेरणा है, एक मार्गदर्शन है.
Leaders of different political parties also welcomed Mr. Radhakrishnan on assuming the chair. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the media this morning on the commencement of the winter session of Parliament. Mr. Modi said the winter session is not just a ritual, but it fuels efforts to take India towards development. He urged all parties not to make this session a battleground for frustration born out of defeat, nor should it turn into an arena for arrogance born out of victory.
मेरा सभी दलों से आग्रह है कि शीतकालीन सत्र में पराजय की बौखलाहट को मैदान नहीं बनना चाहिए और विजय के अहंकार में भी परिवर्तित नहीं होना चाहिए. बहुत ही संतुलित तरीके से जिम्मेवारी के साथ जनप्रतिनिधि के रूप में देश की जनता का हमसे जो अपेक्षाएं हैं उसको संभालते हुए हम आगे के लिए सोचें, जो है उसको कैसे अच्छा कर सके, अगर बुरा होता है तो उसमें सटीक टिप्पणी कैसे कर सके ताकि देश के नागरिकों का भी.
President Draupadi Murmu today said that India is on course not just for economic independence but expanding its economic role at the global stage. She said this while addressing the convocation ceremony of the Footwear Design and Development Institute in New Delhi. The president noted that the footwear industry is playing a key role in boosting the economy with exports worth more than $2,500 million in the fiscal year 2024-25. The Unified Payments Interface, UPI, witnessed a growth of 32% transaction count year-on-year, crossing over 19 billion transactions in the month of November, along with registering 22% annual growth in transactions. Data released by National Payments Corporation of India has showed average daily transaction amount in November stood at 87,721 crore rupees. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called for urgent global reforms to strengthen biosecurity and fortify the Biological Weapons Convention. The minister said this while addressing the conference on 50 years of the Biological Weapons Convention, strengthening biosecurity from the Global South in New Delhi. Border Security Force BSF is celebrating its Raising Day today. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his greetings to all BSF personnel. In Indonesia, the death toll from devastating floods and landslides triggered by cyclonic rains has reached to 442. National Disaster Management Agency informed another 402 people remain missing across the provinces of North Sumatra, West Sumatra and Aceh, with rescue teams struggling to reach the hardest hit areas. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended the session with slight losses today. The Sensex fell 65 points to close at 85,642. In football, India defeated Iran 2-1 in the qualifying match of men's under-17 AFC Asian Cup 2026 in Ahmedabad. With this win, India have booked their ticket to the AFC under-17 Asian Cup to be held in Saudi Arabia next year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.